Hello, this is Tom Beal, and welcome to today's message from the Simplifier. And I have a client call at the top of the hour, so I'm going to keep this fairly brief. But if you're in the United States, many of you were aware there was quite a circus yesterday. If you were not in the United States, you probably were laughing at the United States, as, by the way, most of the citizens were. Now, not making light of any of the allegations, not making light of any of the pain and suffering that people have gone through. I have been sexually molested as a child, much more so than someone trying to take my clothes off, by the way. But I digress. Here's the bottom line. Regardless of where you stand and what you believe, here's the fact of entering today. And I actually just did a post on my Facebook profile that says, look, a public service announcement. There's going to be many friends, many family members who will not agree with you on matters that you see as black and white. Like, the sun is out right now. And imagine a friend or family member telling you, oh, that's not the sun, that's the moon. You'd be like, well, what? Come on, that's the sun. Like, yeah, wake up. Let me help you. Wake up. Like, are you okay? Like, you need medical attention? Everything all right? No, that's the moon. Tom, you're mistaken. And you'd be like, what? This does not make any sense. And that's okay, right? And let me just share a couple stories. So back in the day, when I was a sales manager, I have a huge amount of library of Nightingale Conant audios, and I had I have them all here. My Tony Robbins programs, my which ones I share? Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins, and Zig Ziglar, mostly with my sales staff. And each of those three individuals have had a dramatic and positive impact on my life, on my results, on my happiness. Pretty much everything has been positively impacted by those three individuals. So my goal as a sales manager was to help my sales team become as profitable and successful as possible. And I said, you know what, here, I'm going to hand out my material that I paid thousands of dollars for. Here, go listen to this. And I was all excited, like, I can't wait to hear their feedback. Like, I'm excited to hear, you know, this is going to be, like, eye-opening, as it was for me, for them. And I came back, I'm like, hey, so tell me, like, I haven't heard from you, like, so fill me in, like, what's going on? Ah, you know what, Zig, I just can't stand his country accent. Like, I can't listen to that at all. Like, really? Like, Zig is, like, amazing to me and has helped me tremendously. I listened to, like, 3 minutes and I just couldn't handle it. Here, I don't want it. Wow, okay. Ask another person, hey, how'd the Brian Tracy go? Oh man, that dude is so boring. Like, he was putting me to sleep. Like, I listened to like 5 minutes and that was it. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, what? Brian has changed my results and changed my life and helped share sales information that has dramatically impacted my results. Can't listen to it. Here, and you have it back. And then ask the person about Tony Robbins. Hey, how'd you like the Tony Robbins? You know, fill me in. What'd you think? Oh man, he's too high energy, too hypey. It's just all, that's just too hype. Like, that's not real. Here, I listened to like 5 minutes. I couldn't handle it. And I made the mistake all those years ago of trying to convince them how they need to get over that excuse and listen to it anyhow. Like, okay, you don't like the country accent? Get over it and listen to it. Okay, Brian is not the most energetic deliverer of presentations. Get over it. Listen to it anyhow. It's that important. Tony, yeah, he's high energy. And I'll tell you this, it's contagious. You know, it can help you build your energy level. And when you're dealing with your sales prospects and clients, energy transfers. Like, the more energetic and enthusiastic you are, the more that energy and enthusiasm will pass to your prospects and clients. And I wasted, I say wasted because they went in there with a predetermined outcome. They went in with their confirmation bias before I even began the conversation that they just weren't going to do it. And nothing I were to say and do would convince them to do it. So just recognize, I am a constitutionalist. I raised my hand and was willing to put my life on the line to protect the Constitution and protect the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I have never raised my hand and sworn not to be following that oath I took back in 1992. And I don't feel everyone in office right now in the United States is agreeing with my commitment. And they too had to make commitments, but I believe they are not following the Constitution in many, many ways. But that's a whole different conversation. So the bottom line is, when I look at politics, I don't care what side they are, right or left. I don't care, Republican or Democrat. Are they following the Constitution? Are they doing what's theirs to do via the responsibilities delegated via the Constitution? Or are they off track and doing things that are more of a personal benefit or a personal agenda? And that's what the latter is what's happening on both sides. And I actually posted a post on my profile again yesterday that showed Andrew Jackson, and it showed the bank wars, and the bank, and had the many-headed monster, and they were on a snake body. And that reminded me, I said, history's repeated itself. Like the elected officials and what's going on is very manipulative and very paid. Everyone's bought and paid for, and their agendas push their decisions versus right and wrong, versus what's in the best interest for the country. It's a very selfish situation. So I see things objectively. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. I see the snake, the many-headed monster. Both sides are the many-headed monster. There's very, very few who are separate from the money pushing them to make their decisions and do and say what they do. Anyhow, but here's the bottom line. People believe what they believe. And regardless of what happened yesterday, and regardless of you know, what was said and by whom, people heard what they wanted to hear and justified what they wanted to believe. So I want to remind you that your friends and family members may not agree with you, and actually may not agree with you on things that you see as black and white, and there's no way that anybody could not see it in this manner. And similarly, of how I spent time and effort trying to convince people to listen to those audios, I'll suggest and plant the seed that you would probably be wasting your time trying to convince them of how to see it your way, because they're going to hear what they want to hear and then try to convince you to see it from their way. And at the end of the time invested, neither of you will see it any differently, and both of you will probably be more pissed off at the other. Just the fact. So choose and discern your situation accordingly, but that's been my experience. And my hope is that all this divisiveness, all this being said from both sides, which is bought and paid for from both sides, in most cases, is there for one reason: to create the divisiveness, to create the division, and to not let humanity come together, to not let the United States come together. It's funny, United States of America. It's kind of the divided states of America is what the politicians want it to be, because it's easier to control. And I will also say this, offline, I got friends of all different parties, and we get along quite well. It just, some weird thing happens when people get online. They just lose their empathy. They lose their feeling that there's another human on the other end. And actually, there's a close friend or family member on the other end. And I've actually seen family division in some families where the disagreement broke the family apart. You know, hey, stuff happens, right? But I just want to plant the seed for you that there's going to be people, friends and family, who aren't going to see things from your perspective. You can say, interesting. Wow, it's interesting that you think that's the moon, you know, and they think that they're seeing the sun and you're saying that you see the moon. Interesting. Wow, I never had seen it from that perspective. I don't quite understand that. You know, maybe one day we can have some coffee and I can try to understand where and how you could see that. But right now, we'll just have to agree to see things differently. I have it from my perspective. You have it from your perspective. Besides that, how's life? How are you? Right? And carry on. It doesn't have to be a convincing. I'm okay knowing what I know without having to convince everybody to think the way I think. I'm confident in my discernment. And I also know that new information is always coming. And with new information, I can rediscern my standings on believings of things. But I'm 100% okay with my friends and family not thinking exactly the way I think. I have zero desire to go try to convince them to think the way I think. I am who I am. I do what I do. I think what I think. Some will think the similar things. Some won't. So what? Carry on. All right. Don't take things so seriously. Read the book, The Four Agreements. Always be impeccable with your word, number one. Be a person of your word. Do what you say. Don't take things personally. That's a big one. Don't take things personally. That's number two. Number three, don't make assumptions. If you an assumption makes an ass out of you and me, assume, right? And the last one, always do your very best, right? So I highly recommend go getting the book, The Four Agreements. Chill out. People don't have to think the way you think. They're still good. And there's a quote I've been saying. Some people get it, some don't. That's okay. I believe, and this brings the best out of me, I am a God among gods, not a God among inferior beings. Some people say, oh, Tom, that's bold of you to say I'm a God. Well, guess what? If you play tennis, you want to play tennis with someone who's better than you, or at least as good as you, or it's a draw. Like you want to, you know, you got to give your best effort to go for the victory. You don't want to play with someone that you can beat up on all the time. The people you surround yourself with will bring you up or pull you down. If I believe I'm a God among gods and I am not a God among inferior beings, and that brings the best out of me, that brings me playing at the level of, look, everyone I cross paths with is also a God. Different strengths, different weaknesses. But that brings me to be at my A game more than not. You know, what works? What works for me won't work for everyone else. That's okay. What works for you? Find out what that is and go for that. All right. Hope this is helpful. Love your friends. Love your family who disagree with you, even on things that you see as black and white. Agree to disagree. See it as very interesting. Carry on and love them anyway. Talk with you soon. Make today great.